America's gasoline supply issues are starting to ease after a six-day shutdown of the Colonial Pipeline had drivers filling up their tanks and emptying the pumps. But gas stations in some areas are still dry despite the pipeline being up and running again. According to the tracking firm GasBuddy.com, nearly 13,000 gas stations are still empty. That's down from more than 16,000. Demand for gas has dropped about 15% from a week earlier, but the average price for regular is $3.04 a gallon, the highest nationwide average since 2014. In our next hour on Prime, we'll speak with an expert from GasBuddy about the issue. In the wake of that crippling ransomware attack on the Colonial Pipeline, there's a new push to improve cybersecurity. News Nation reporter Kelly Meyer has more from Washington, D.C.
Aaron, the pain at the pump is easing this weekend as the nation's largest fuel pipeline returns to full strength. But one major challenge remains: how to protect the rest of the country's critical infrastructure.
How do you work to protect companies from this happening again?
Yeah, I mean, this is such an important question.
Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm wants to strengthen the country's cybersecurity following days of confusion and chaos after the Colonial Pipeline was compromised.
We have to make sure that the systems themselves, the operators of the systems, have what they need to ensure that their cyber defenses are strong.
The attack has both current and former administrations calling for action.
We've got to do a better job in terms of closing out vulnerabilities.
Chris Krebs served as director of the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency during the Trump administration and says private companies must begin to think of this as not only a technical risk, but as a business risk. He says President Joe Biden's moves this week to tighten security should help.
I think it's a really ambitious plan. I think it should be effective if implemented properly.
The hack has officials from both parties calling for action from here in Congress and to include cybersecurity improvements in the infrastructure bill.
Cybersecurity is a huge issue that we're going to continue to deal with these problems.
Maryland Republican Governor Larry Hogan is working with lawmakers from both the House and the Senate to reach a bipartisan deal on infrastructure.
Democrats and Republicans met with the president this week but still have not reached a compromise. Reporting in Washington, I'm Kelly Meyer, News Nation.